Welcome to Torah Simcha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Faxbrenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu Perek Nun Ches, Chapter 58. This chapter contains most of the Haftorah for Yom Kippur morning that actually began at the end of the last chapter with the words Solu Solu Panu Darech, emphasizing that Hashem dwells with those who are contrite, a fitting message for the Day of Atonement. Here, we go back to how the people can improve. This chapter focuses specifically on internal improvement and sincerity. Kra v'garon al tachsoch, kashofar harim kolecha. Call out with your throat, do not hold back. Raise your voice like a ram's horn. V'hageid la'ami pish'am, declare to my people their transgression, u'leves Yaakov chatosam, and to the house of Jacob their sin. Rashi distinguishes between the last two clauses that seem repetitious. He says that Ami, my nation, refers to leaders, from whom more is expected, and therefore their sins are called Pish'am, purposeful sins. As opposed to Yaakov, that are the ordinary people, their sins are called Chatosam, transgressions, sins that are not necessarily purposeful, or a lower form. They are certainly responsible for their actions, but because they do not know as much, not as much as expected from them. Va'usi yom yom yidrashun, and you seek me daily. V'da'astrachayich batzun, and you want to learn my ways. Kegoy asher tzedaka asa, like a nation that does what is right. U'mishpat elokav lo azav, and has not left the laws of its God. Yishaluni mishpatei tzedek, they ask me for righteous judgment. Kirvas elokim yichpatzun, they seek no closeness to God. The beginning of this verse seems positive. The people seek God and want to learn his ways. But then the description goes deeper. Kegoy, like a nation that does what is right. There is clearly an indication that things are not as they seem. Rashi and Radak explain that the seeking of Hashem and desire to be close to him is just a show. According to Ibn Ezra, they do want to know his ways, but they are only interested in commandments between man and God. This is indicated in this verse and the rest of the chapter, as they are not interested in the proper way to treat their fellow Jew. According to Malbim, the desire to know Hashem is real, but it is just that, a desire to know. They are not interested in putting that knowledge into practice. According to all the commentaries, the people view themselves as righteous because of what they are doing right, and therefore they ask Hashem, Lama tamnu velo ra'isa? Why did we fast and you didn't see? Ininu nafshenu velo seida. We afflicted ourselves and you didn't know. They are complaining that God ignores their fasting, a paradigm of religious devotion. And God answers, Hein biyom tzomchem timtzu chayfetz, because on your fast days you pursued your own interests, v'chol atzvechem tingoshu, and you extorted your debts. A fast day is supposed to be focused on God and on tshuva. You are focused on yourselves and even use the occasion of gathering on a fast day to oppress someone who owes you money. It's true you are fasting, but the internal content is not there. Hein l'riv u'matzah tatsumu, because you fast in strife and contention, u'lahakos be'egro fresha, and you strike with a wicked fist. Lo satsumu chayom lahashmia b'marom kolchem. You do not fast as a day to make your voice heard on high. Here the Navi is clearly telling us what the purpose of a fast day really is. Lahashmia b'marom kolchem, to make your voice heard on high. This is a reminder for us in the middle of Yom Kippur, between Shacharis and Musaf. Don't get distracted. We are here for real internal work, in order that we be worthy of our voices being heard. The Navi says to Bnei Yisrael, you don't treat it that way. So what's the point of fasting? And how do the people fast? Is this a fast that I will choose? The Navi here is going to describe the way that the people do fast. And he asks them, do you really think this is what I want? Yom anos adam nafsho, a day for men to starve their bodies. Halachov ka'agmon rosho, to bend his head like a fishhook. Vesak va'ifer yatsia, and lie in sackcloth and ashes, Is that what you call a fast and a day that will be pleasing to Hashem? Wait, that all sounds good. So what's the problem? The problem is that it's all external. It's all physical. You are going through the motions of submissiveness. These are just supposed to be outward reflections of what is going on inside. Without the internal contrition and desire to change, it means nothing. So what is the fast that Hashem wants? Halo ze tzom evcharehu. Isn't this the fast that I desire? Pateach hartzupos resha. Open the shackles of wickedness. Change your ways. Hater agudos mota. Untie the cords of injustice. Vishalach ritzutzim chavshim. Let the oppressed go free. V'chol mota tenateku. Get rid of all injustice. These are things that require sacrifice and hard work. These are not things that can be done in a cursory or external way. Halo paros l'ra'ev lachmecha, break bread for the hungry. Va'ani'im merudim tavi vayis, bring the moaning poor into your home. Ki sire aron v'chisiso, when you see someone unclothed, cover him. Umibsarcha lo sis alam, and do not hide from your own flesh. The end of the verse tells us that all of the instructions given by the Navi begin with our close kin. Sometimes it is easy to give to others who are a little more removed, but real giving begins as close as needed. And if there is real internal repentance and sacrifice to change what needs to be mended, as then, yibaka kashachar orecha, then your light will burst forth like the dawn and keep getting greater, just like the sun does after it rises. Va'aruchascha mehera sitzmach, and your healing will spring up quickly. Va'halach lefanecha tzidkecha, your righteousness will go before you. Kivod Hashem yasvecha, the glory of Hashem will gather you in. Kivod Hashem yasvecha, Hashem gathering you in, usually refers to after a person dies. This is when your righteousness will go before you, to escort you to a good place in the next world. And now the Navi circles back to the question asked in verse 3. Why are we fasting and you do not pay attention? Verse 9 answers, Az tikra v'Hashem ya'aneh. Then, when you truly repent, when you call, Hashem will answer. Tishava v'yomer hineni. When you cry, He will say, Here I am. Im tasir mitochacha mota. If you remove injustice from your midst, shlach etzba v'daber aven, pointing fingers and speaking of sin. V'safek l'ra'av nafshecha, you offer your soul to the hungry, not just money, but compassion. V'nefesh na'ana tasbia, and you satisfy the famished creature. The list in verses 9 through 10 are on a greater level than those in verses 6 and 7. They are similar in their providing for the poor and needy and getting rid of injustice. But there are also elements of feeling and compassion as well. And as a result, v'zarach b'choshech orecha, your light will shine in darkness. The darkness is a darkness of selfishness and materialism. If you are willing not only to not oppress your neighbor, but to care for him and to give for him, you will be the source of light in a naturally dark world. So much so that va'afilascha k'tzoharayim, and your gloom will be like noonday. You will achieve great happiness and success in place of the darkness of unhappiness that comes from selfishness and greed. That is the reward in this world. And now the Navi will describe reward in the next. V'nachacha Hashem tamid, Hashem will guide you always. V'hispia b'tzachtzachos nafshecha, He will satisfy you in a time of drought. He will give you reward. Va'atzmosecha yachalitz, your physical body will become strong again with the revival of the dead. Va'isa kigan raveh uchemotza mayim asher lo yichazvu meimav. You will be like a watered garden, like a spring whose waters do not fail. Totally satisfied and content, self-sustaining and eternal. And just like your cities were destroyed for your sins, they will be rebuilt through your mitzvos in the future. An essential aspect of coming so close to Hashem and achieving spiritual closeness is Shabbos, as we saw already in chapter 56. Here the prophet tells us how to keep Shabbos in such a way that it will bring us spiritual guidance and fulfillment. Im tashiv mishabbas raglecha, if you restrain your foot on Shabbos from doing what is not allowed, asos chafatzecha b'yom kodshi, from pursuing your desires on my holy day, these are the things that involve violating one of the laws of Shabbos, and you even go more than that, more than just keeping the basics and the absolute minimum, the karasa l'Shabbos oneg, and you call Shabbos a delight. You bring delight to Shabbos by eating good foods and other ways of making it special, likdosh Hashem mechubad, in order to make this holy day that Hashem honored special, v'chibadeto me'asos drachecha, and you honor it by not engaging in your own affairs. You make Shabbos different than the rest of the week, not just from refraining by forbidden work, but by acting, eating, and dressing differently, mimtzo cheftzecha, from seeking your needs, v'daber davar, and discussing regular mundane manners, from discussing physical manners of the week that are not relevant on Shabbos. If you both follow the letter of the law, and you make Shabbos into a different and holy day, az tis'anag al Hashem, then you will delight in Hashem in a spiritual sense. V'hir kafticha al b'masei aretz, and I will mount you on the height of the world. I will bring you to Eretz Yisrael. V'hachalticha nachalas Yaakov avicha, and I will provide you with the portion of Yaakov. Ki pi Hashem diber, for the mouth of Hashem has spoken. The portion of Yaakov is a special portion. Yaakov was the greatest of all our forefathers, and his portion was unlimited, just like spirituality is unlimited. That is the nature of the benefit of keeping Shabbos fully. If we want to feel and enjoy the holiness of Shabbos, we need to make the day different ourselves. And then the reward is an unlimited spiritual reward, because that is the nature of Shabbos. It is a spiritual day in which, if we choose to leave all the mundane behind and allow ourselves to access its grandeur, we will be ourselves elevated from it. Thank you for learning together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.